Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
Here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
The Salcedo Storm Podcast.
Folks, last week on the Salcedo Storm Podcast, we had Jason Jones and Victor Avila. And these guys basically, if you thought the border was bad, the illegal immigration, the fentanyl, the guns, the sex trafficking, you thought it was all bad, it's worse. It's worse than you've been led to believe. And these guys did an admirable job of trying to let the American people know through the Salcedo shows, through the Salcedo Storm podcast, just how bad it is. And one of the architects of this abandonment, and I think it bears pointing out that a nation's border is the forefront of national security. We had over a million individuals come into this country over the last 2 years. Over a million people. We have no idea who they are, why they're here, where they came from. And that is the definition of a national security threat. Are they radicalized Islamic fundamentalist terrorists? Are they narco terrorists? Are they ruthless gang members? We don't know. Are they members of a foreign military with a mission to come in and bring down the United States of America? We don't know. They're here, folks. They're here. And let me just lay out a scenario for you. Let's say that you're a member of China's government. So you've got Beijing Biden, who relaxes all of these restrictions on the border, these laws on the border, and because China says we need to have a free flow of fentanyl so that Americans can pay to partake in this poison, killing over 108,000 Americans so we in China can make money. And Beijing Biden says, yep, no problem. The Democrats say, yep, no problem. Do it. Open the borders. And there it is. So there's one revenue stream for communist China, so they can build their military, build up, using our own money, ways to destroy the United States of America and our liberties and freedoms. Then there's the other aspect. Trained military personnel from foreign governments, Russia, Iran, China, the Axis of Oppression. What if they decided they wanted to train up a little small unit to look like illegal aliens? They're part of those million people, over a million, that got through. And they, let's just say they're trained members of the Quds Force in Iran. So their main objective is, okay, once you get into America, you start researching, finding ways to get armed, to get weapons, to create explosives. And because we know America's power grid is completely vulnerable and their feckless and stupid and idiotic politicians refuse to do anything about it, we need to only target, according to the documentary, Grid Down, Power Up, 9 key substations. We take them out and we collapse the American power grid, the East Coast, the West Coast, and the Texas grid. And then we know that America will be in the dark for at least 2 years before they can get the power grid up and running. 2 years. And that's if we had a full supply chain crisis. And we also know, says this foreign government, could be Iran, could be China, could be Russia, could be somebody else. We also know that the United States government, because they published this, the United States government did an analysis of what would happen to the United States of America if their power grid collapsed. U.S. government estimates put the loss of life at 90%. That's 90. Chances are if you're looking across the kitchen table tonight at a family member, they will be the ones, 90% of your family will perish, according to government estimates. Granted, that's worst case scenario, but folks, we're in the midst of a supply chain crisis, Democrat caused. Democrat and Republican caused, because we are now reliant on a communist country for our main supplies, which is the definition of stupid. So chances are 90% of your family and the people you know will be gone if we lose our power grid. That's one scenario with one small batch of individuals who could be getting across the U.S.-Mexico border. For this reason, certain Republicans want to impeach or get rid of members of this government who are facilitating, I would say, the destruction of our people. The impeachment of Alejandro Mayorkas, one of the topics we talk about next with a member of Congress on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Are you sick of all these Medicare commercials? Well, what if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and there are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to The Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Genital mutilation is happening to Texas kids. These abusive medical practices are being pushed by the radical woke leftists in our state. You can go to TexasScorecard.com to learn more and get real news for real Texans.
All right, folks, I want to welcome to the program conservative Congressman Pat Fallon. Represents the 4th Congressional District here in the great state of Texas. He is a veteran of the United States Air Force. Congressman, welcome back. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Chris, and you are a great American, my friend.
God bless you, sir. So, you have made some news as of yesterday, and I want to talk about that first and then expand into a broader conversation. You have filed articles of impeachment for probably one of the most ineffective, milquetoast wastes of space in the United States, Alejandro Mayorkas. Tell us why.
Well, Alejandro Mayorkas, let's be very clear, Chris, willfully lied to Congress. He misled the American people. He's violated his constitutional oath. And all in a vain, attempt to satisfy the insatiable appetite of that dreaded woke beast, because nothing else makes sense. And this has to end, and it has to end now. We have three articles of impeachment. One is that he has testified in front of Congress twice that the border is secure. And then he was caught on a hot mic saying the border is unsustainable and it's chaos. So clearly, he perjured himself in front of Congress under oath.
Clearly.
Secondly, if you recall what they were referred to, quote unquote, as Whipgate, when he and others, including Biden himself, claimed that Border Patrol agents on horseback were whipping Haitian migrants to try to prevent them from coming and entering the United States. That was untrue, and there were emails that have surfaced that prove that Alejandro Mayorkas knew that narrative was untrue, and he still undermined his own Border Patrol agents and lied to the American people. And then the third article is that we have lost all operational control at the southern border. He needs to be removed, and he needs to be removed now.
Amen to that. Now, on the whipping thing, I don't know how comfortable you would be introducing this aspect, but Alejandro Mayorkas lied about Latino border agents. He knew it was a lie. So did Joe Biden. They knew it was a lie, but they felt perfectly comfortable disparaging the reputations of Hispanics. You know, the left wing would call that racism, pure and simple. And that's another aspect that may find its way into your hearing when you haul Alejandro Mayorkas' worthless rear end up to Congress to answer for what he's done to this country. Congressman, wokeness, may I suggest there's another thing that's at play here. When these illegal aliens are wearing shirts that say Joe Biden on them, that have been passed out by these NGOs, the agenda is clear. Bring in tons of illegal aliens who will vote Democrat because nobody wants to vote Democrat anymore because they're an anti-American, pro-China party. May I suggest that's also what's at play here?
No doubt. Because if the migrants themselves become citizens, you're correct, and then their descendants were breaking 3 out of 4 for the Democratic Party. You see that changing dramatically in South Texas because of the ineptitude of Joe Biden. But let's just, for your listeners, make it clear what's going on at the southern border. We had never in our history had over 200,000 illegal border crossings in a given month. That had never happened. The last 9 months, 9 months in a row of over 200,000.
Yep.
There are only, according to the UN, only 193 countries in the world. There's 160 of them that have had citizens that have crossed the border illegally in the recent past. We've caught over 100 people on the terrorist watch list. 5 million people who we don't know even who they are have crossed under Joe Biden's watch. The cartels are making wild profits. They were making about $25 billion in illegal narcotics trafficking.
Yeah.
Now throw on $13 billion for human smuggling because they charge a fee to ensure your safety, quote unquote, when you go through their sectors, these five cartels that were Texas. And ultimately, at the end of the day, this is asymmetrical warfare. We lost 297 Americans every day during World War II. We lost 293 a day, 107,000 in 2021. Due to opioid overdoses, 80,000 of those, 107,000, were fentanyl.
Fentanyl. Yeah.
Manufactured in China, buried through Mexico into our country.
Well, just so you know, Congressman, the Democrats are not waiting to make the illegal aliens citizens. They are actually in Democrat municipalities all over the country giving illegal aliens the vote right now. Even as they are giving foreign nationals the vote and canceling out American citizens' votes, they're not going to wait. Because, you know, becoming a citizen actually requires study and actually requires that you have competence and knowledge of the Constitution. And that is the last thing that Democrats want from illegal aliens. They want them ignorant and they want them voting Democrat, which is you would have to be ignorant to vote Democrat. Folks, we're talking to Pat Fallon. He represents the 4th Congressional District here in the great state of Texas and Congressman. Let me get on to Beijing Biden. He has been caught with classified information that he has had in his possession for 6 years. That's number one. He had this classified information in a building that was built by $54.6 million donations from communist China. It was kept in an unsecure location, and we are to believe that his attorneys just stumbled on this classified information and that everything is A-OK, and because they turned it over immediately, that all is forgiven. Is that true, sir?
Well, I think what this has done, this discovery, has probably gotten President Trump off the hook with this political witch hunt that they're after, because how in the world could they explain the hypocrisy to the American people of trying to prosecute one former president for allegedly having classified documents?
But that's the point.
And ignore Joe Biden doing the very same thing, as you said, for over 6 years.
Well, that's the point. I think that many people are saying, wait a minute, this is why Trump was raided, was because they all knew that Joe Biden had this classified information that he was not legally able to declassify because he was VP, not president. So we've got to fabricate a crisis, accuse the Republicans of doing what the Democrats are guilty of, so we could say, oh, see, everybody does it. Let's just move on. That's what I think happened here, Congressman. Am I wrong?
No, you could. That could very well be. I don't put anything past these folks. And, you know, if the Democrats, Chris, didn't have double standards, they'd have no standards at all.
Well, very true. Now, Merrick Garland knew about Joe Biden's breach of the law, the illegally possessing of classified information for 6 years. He knew about this at least a week before the midterm elections, but he used his office and he used his power to make sure that you and I and the American people didn't know a thing about this. He kept it hush hush. And the only reason why he is revealing it now is because the Republicans have subpoena power and now could finally find this. And they're trying to get out ahead of the story. Doesn't Merrick Garland also deserve articles of impeachment for abusing his office to play politics?
Well, yeah, because this has just come to light. And what we are, you know, what we have seen and witnessed is the weaponization of large federal agencies and the politicization of them as well. The DOJ, the DHS, the FBI. And I just talked to Chairman Jamie Comer of the Oversight Committee, which I sit on last night, we're going to have hearings on this. And because we were talking about the articles of impeachment for Mayorkas, we're going to have hearings on that too. And I really believe, Chris, that this is going to advance to the full House, and I think we're going to vote to impeach him. I really do. But also,
amen.
And we're not doing this as some kind of political payback or anything like this. We're going to go where the evidence leads us. If we find, after hauling Merrick Garland in front of the Oversight Committee, that he actually did know, and he sat on this information for political reasons, that, to me, warrants his removal as well.
Amen. And you know, I mean, and you could maybe a line of questioning to the Attorney General. So let me get this straight. You knew these were classified documents, and you knew that Joe Biden didn't have the legal right to them. You knew that the day that you were made aware of this, but you kept it quiet. Now, we can either assume one of two things, Mr. Garland, that you suck at your job, you have no idea what the law says, which means you're not qualified to be Attorney General, because if you didn't know that Joe Biden was not entitled to have these documents, then you should be out on your ass because you are not a legitimate Attorney General, or you played politics. Either way, Mr. Attorney General, you need to be impeached. That's my view.
Well, pick your poison. Yeah. Are you inept or are you complicit?
Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, it's one of the two.
Uh-huh. Well, Congressman Pat Fallon is our guest here, folks. He represents the 4th Congressional District here in the great state of Texas, a conservative. Now, I'm gonna ask you to take your policy hat off, and I want to talk politics, okay?
Okay.
Yesterday, your Republican caucus, not mine, because as you know, I'm a conservative. I'm not a Republican.
Roger that.
Your Republican caucus made a big deal that you voted to defund the 87,000 goose-stepping armed IRS agents, which was good. But you and I both know it was a show vote because the socialists run the Senate, and Mitch McConnell, I'm going to get to him in a minute, Mitch McConnell made sure you could not defund those goose-stepping armed IRS agents, 87,000 of them, at least until the debt ceiling debate. So let me just ask you a very pointed question. Will you and your Republican caucus ensure that the defunding of those 87,000 goose-stepping agents are part of the debt ceiling, which is the next bit of leverage the Republican House has?
We better. You know, because five, you know what 87,000 is? That's five divisions of new IRS agents. And I spoke for that bill a couple days ago. And I was fascinated because we had an hour of debate, 30 minutes for the Republican side, 30 minutes for the Democratic side. I was fascinated to hear their arguments for hiring 87,000 new IRS agents because, Chris, I represent almost 800,000 people, and I have not met or heard one person through even a slew of town halls I had that were very well attended, 200 people on average. No one person, because I would ask him, anybody want this? Never.
Never.
And it's amazing. You know what? They were just playing class warfare the whole time about we have to catch these billionaire tax cheats. The Republicans are protecting billionaire tax cheats. And when I got my chance to speak, I said, we're protecting the middle class and small business owners, because the very wealthy already have experts on retainer to deal with this kind of stuff if they get audited. And
even
the poor folks don't get audited because
yeah.
There's no blood from that stone.
Even,
it's going to be the middle class that get kicked in the teeth.
Even the Washington Post admits that these 87,000 goose-stepping armed IRS agents will be going out and targeting the middle class. If the Washington Post sees the game, and it will admit to the game for their favorite party, the Democrats, shouldn't we also be equally concerned about a government under Democrat rule that has been turned against we the people instead of being against our enemies?
Yes. And you know, again, with this class warfare garbage, the Democrats claimed, by the way, and not in good faith, that no one that makes under $400,000 that audit rate will not go up for that class of folks.
Sure.
A, not true. But B, so you're telling me that if you make a family of five and both parents work and they've worked there for decades and they make $410, that you're going to kick them in the teeth? You didn't even try to lie there. I mean, that's absurd.
It is. It is absolutely absurd. And again, it is the sign of a political party that has the American people as its target and not our enemies. That leads me to what I call the Wretched 18. Now, you and I were kind of texting back during this whole speakers debate, and you know, and this wasn't you. I want to stress, you were pro McCarthy, which is okay, which is cool. I'm cool with that. But you never labeled Gates or Boebert or any of those. You never called them hostage takers. You never called them terrorists. You never called them the Taliban 20. You just said, look, let's just work this out. But some of your air quotes Republican caucus did call them terrorists, enemies, Taliban 20, hostage takers. The wretched 18 Senate Republicans who voted for that omnibus that they didn't have to vote for. The Democrats could, and you know this, Congressman, the Democrats didn't have the votes to be able to pass that omnibus by themselves. They needed Republican help, and Mitch McConnell didn't have to give it to them, and John Cornyn didn't have to give it to them, but they did. And in so doing, they kneecapped you, they kneecapped your constituents, they kneecapped every single House Republican and their voters in doing so. So this is my very simple conservative equal application principle. If you're going to call the Rebel 20 conservatives, all those names, terrorists, Taliban 20, shouldn't you be calling the wretched 18 senators the same kind of names?
It would seem to be consistent now, wouldn't it, Chris?
Yes.
You know, so to be clear, I was pro the caucus winner. We had a caucus vote. And the reason why you have those votes is you're all supposed to unite so you can shut out the other party from having any influence in who the speaker is.
Right.
And Kevin McCarthy won that vote 188-31. And I've committed to that a long time ago, because when you don't, you get either possibly a Democratic speaker and or chaos. And that happened last week. It's very important to point this out. In the Pennsylvania State House, there's a majority of Republicans. They just elected a Democratic speaker because they couldn't get their act together. In 2009, a little Texas history, 11 Republicans and 65 Democrats elected a Speaker of the House that lasted for 10 years, and it was very beholden in that decade to Democrats, and I served in that chamber for 6 years, and it was miserable as a conservative Republican.
That was Strauss.
That was the socialist,
Joe Strauss, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then in 2000, when George Bush got elected president and Rick Perry got bumped up to governor, the Senate elected the lieutenant governor, and there were 16 Republicans and 15 Democrats. They elected Bill Ratliff because he went to all the Democrats and said, I will hook you up with choice committee chairs. Vote for me. If I vote for me and all you do, I'm lieutenant governor. And he did that.
Wow.
Because they wouldn't caucus. So caucusing is a very important thing. But I'm not going to call any of my Republican colleagues' names for fighting for what they believe in. We're united now. We understand that if we don't get 218 of the 222 of us, we do nothing. And we'll probably lose the majority. So we have to act boldly. We have to act with conservative vigor. And yes, as you said, wretched 18, that makes absolutely no sense to do what they did. And it angers me quite a bit.
Well, you know, and it's not only, and you talked about unifying and you talked about the caucus. Now, look, I understand the speaker's debate is important, but it's a process. What the wretched 18 over in the Senate did was they stabbed you in the back and stabbed we the people in the back with policy, with stuff that actually will really, really hurt us, we the people. And that's my big concern. And so if the Rebel 20 were responsible for disunity in the Republican caucus, what do you call what Mitch McConnell did? Mitch McConnell betrayed Republicans by saying, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to box out all of you House Republicans, and I'm going to go do a deal with socialists. And that's exactly what he did. But nobody calls Mitch McConnell a terrorist. Nobody calls Mitch McConnell, I do. Nobody calls Mitch McConnell and elected officials, calls him a hostage taker. But that's exactly what he was. And frankly, Congressman, it's him and Cornyn who now have this conservative's ire and a lot of other conservatives around this country. And we know who those are who are responsible for the real division in the Republican Party. And it's those Republicans who say, I love Democrats and I'm going to campaign for Democrats and I'm going to deliver policy victories for Democrats. Those are the enemies. Yes?
They are not our political friends. There's no doubt about that. I mean, in the Senate, you know, Chris, they wear their wigs and they speak with their British accents. And they're all, you know, it's the patrician upper chamber, if you will.
Uh-huh.
And I don't, have you seen, because I haven't seen any public statements for him explaining why he did what he did. It baffles.
Oh, well, no, we've got the soundbite. Mitch McConnell gets out there and says it was the best deal he could do. He was hoping that his Republican constituents were as stupid as Democrat constituents and didn't know how the game was played. And we've taken a lot of time on the Chris Salcedo Show on Newsmax to basically make sure everybody understood that Mitch McConnell did this and he didn't have to do it. He could have come up with a short-term spending bill, a continuing resolution that would have expired when the new House came on board and we could have gotten a better deal. Mitch McConnell, if he was pro-Republican and pro-conservative, could have done that. But Mitch McConnell's not. Mitch McConnell is pro-Democrat and pro-China, and everybody knows it.
Now, the inexcusable part of that is to not have repealed, not as part of that deal, to say, listen, those 87,000 new IRS agents, we're not funding them.
I know.
Absolutely not. We're just not.
I know.
Because, you know, sometimes you pass legislation, and particularly the bigger pieces, there's no way that in hundreds of billions of dollars of spending, you're going to like everything in it.
Mm-hmm.
But the most egregious parts, the poison pills, you got to take them out.
Amen. But here's another one, and this is the last question I have about politics for you. There was also a provision in that omnibus that said that they're going to send millions of dollars down to the border. And I know this is a big deal for you.
Uh-huh.
You're going to send millions of dollars down to the border, but they said you can't use any of the money to secure the border and stop illegal immigration. You know who voted for that? A guy by the name of Senator John Cornyn. Let me just ask you, Congressman, would you ever vote for a provision that sends millions of dollars down to the border and prohibits the use of that money to secure the border? Would you ever vote in the affirmative for that, sir?
100% absolutely not. We just can't. And what insults me is Joe Biden just said, because they just lied. He just lied. He said, I heard a soundbite. I was on Laura Ingraham last night, and he had a soundbite where he blames the American people. Or I'm sorry, he blames the Republicans for the border crisis that he created, by the way, and then said, we need more money. We won't pass a spending bill for more money for the border to secure it. Chris, we have plenty of money. We have plenty of resources to secure the border. What we lack is Joe Biden's will to do so.
But, well, exactly. And again, Joe Biden is hoping for the ignorance of the press and hoping for the ignorance of those who vote Democrat and maybe some who vote Republican. They just passed a bill that prohibited money be used to secure the border. And John Cornyn put his vote to that, and that is why this show is, by the way, just so you know, Congressman, Lamar County just voted to call on John Cornyn to resign as senator. He cannot be allowed to continue to harm Texas for four more years, as he is more loyal to Mitch McConnell, the pro-China Mitch McConnell, than he is to loyal to the voters of Texas. But that is not your problem, Congressman. You are loyal to your constituents, and you are loyal to Texas. Congressman Pat Fallon, everybody, the 4th Congressional District here in the great state of Texas. Appreciate the good fight, man. Keep us posted, and make sure, man, you do everything you can to get the defunding of those 87,000 IRS agents into the debt ceiling bill, okay?
We have to. And you know, Chris, Lamar County is in the 4th Congressional District of Texas. 50,000 great Americans just like you.
Damn straight. Thank you, pal. That puts a wrap on this edition of the Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me a favor, friends. Visit a couple of websites. TexasScorecard.com. TexasScorecard.com. Great series there that they're coming up with, including, boy, if you folks haven't seen this documentary, it's not going to lick itself. You have got, that is 19 minutes that you must see. Check it out. Also, check out ChrisSalcedo.com. When you visit there, you can drop me an email, a voicemail. You can learn how to book me for a speech. You can track down the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. That's conservative talk radio. And if you download the app for KSEV, you can hear it all over the country. Also, check out the Chris Salcedo Show on Newsmax TV, 4 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern until 5, Monday through Friday. Don't forget, we're always at home here on the Salcedo Storm podcast. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by government, but rather how much power is reserved for you and me, we, the people. See ya.